You listen to the Jason Greger Show presented by PlayAlberta.ca. Remember, if you gamble, use your game sense, stay within your limits, go to gamesense.ab.ca. As the host of the Lowdown, noon to 2 on Sports 1440, and with, of course, hey, newly married, got his new, that's when you knew it was serious. That's when I knew Al was in love, because he got a haircut for the wedding. Al, how you doing?
I got a haircut and I took a day off. It's a, yes. You know, it was one of the most important days, you know, ever. So yeah, I'm sporting the new do. I don't know if I'm going to let it grow out again. I might, because I'm really cheap, but I really like the short hair. It's so much easier. You wash it.
Oh yeah.
You know, and then it's just not in your way. And you know, I think I'll keep it shorter. I don't think I'll go. Well, you know, when you're at my age looking like a hippie, I mean, what's the point?
Sure. Well, Al, you know what? You could go even shorter if you wanted, because I can tell you that's even better fun, right? Like, you want to talk no maintenance, right? You got to do is shave it once every 4 days. No big deal.
I would do it, but I don't have the courage because I don't think it would grow back. As you know, I'm just hanging on, man. I'm just hanging on.
Well, if you know, if it's not going to grow back, then who cares? Right. So there you go. Let's start with just your thoughts on, hey, a three-peat was going to be incredibly challenging. No question. Because really, it would have meant four consecutive trips to the Stanley Cup final. That really hasn't happened since the New York Islanders when they won four in a row. But the news today, Florida Panther, MCL and ACL.
Wow. That's awful.
Yeah, for Barkov, excuse me. Yeah, he's 7 to 9 months. 7 months basically puts it at the end of April, which would mean that he misses the first round of the playoffs. Now, could he come back in the second, third round? I guess it's possible, but not if they add anybody to the roster, he can't, unless they're going to sit down some guys who are good players. But I could see, if you're Florida, you say, you know what? We're going to ice our team, and we're going to add some guys, and if Barkov's ready, then we'll figure it out, and maybe we'll have to healthy scratch someone who makes big money.
Yeah, and I think that's, you know, it's pretty good with the cap. I'm sure that's what they'll do. You know, one thing that it does point out, and you mentioned the Islanders, so it kind of reminded me of something from the back of my brain. But by the time the Islanders played the Oilers in their second Stanley Cup together in 84, by the time they got there, there were so many injuries on the Islanders. Bossy was not 100%. Billy Smith was not 100%. And it's partly because they played so many, and they won the series, but they played so much playoff hockey. And if we add up the number of games that Barkov has played in the last 3 years, it's a lot. He's probably got another, you know, season in there. And I'm not saying that's the reason for the injury, but I am saying that you know, this Florida team is deep and strong, but Tkachuk's hurt. Now this, you know, they've run luck, and good on them. They've won two Stanley Cups, full credit for it. Nobody can ever take them back. But this might be a very difficult year for Panthers fans.
Oh, yeah. No question about that. It's not, it's definitely not ideal by any stretch of the imagination. And hey, you know what? For the Oilers, if they believe, hey, we're getting back, the only hurdle they were unable to get over was the Florida Panthers. Now, there could be another good team, obviously, if they're in there, so we'll see. Speaking of the Oilers, Al, their roster tonight has a lot of guys who are, I think, competing for roster spots, right? You got Mangiapane, Henrik and Savoy is a line. You got Tomasic centering Kapanen and Howard. You have Philp with Janmark. Hudson, I don't really put him in the mix. And then the fourth line guys I don't put in the mix. But, you know, Henrik, Mangiapane are obviously making this team. You know, I think Kapanen's on the team for sure. There's Savoy, Tomasic, Philp, and Howard. Some guys that are interested. I don't know if all four of them will be in the roster on opening night, but how many of Savoy, Howard, Tomasic, and Philp do you think will make the opening night roster, Al, like in the game, not on the 23, but actually in the lineup for opening night?
Okay. Yeah, that's a more difficult question. I'll say two. I really think Philp is going to make this team.
Okay.
And I'll put him in there, and I'm because of the way it's set up, I think one of Howard or Tomasic, I'm not sure which, maybe Howard, but I think that Phil probably plays, and I'll say Tomasic because they want to have a look at him, and then they would get Howard in the next game. If Howard makes the team, and now this is if they make the team, right? But I think you've kind of focused on the guys who have the better chances to making the team.
Yeah, yeah, and those are the guys that like the next four games are better to see, like, where's Tomasic? Well, maybe not tonight because the Jets lineup isn't there yet. But usually you start to get a little bit more, like, especially those last two games. Like, I think you'll see all these guys play maybe the Wednesday and the Friday just to see, okay, let's see how you are. Seattle's probably going to be close to their final roster. Vancouver's going to be close to their final roster. And the pace just slowly starts to creep up. I know it's not full regular season pace, but it's a lot higher than what it is in the first four preseason games.
Yeah, and they're doing it right this year. You know, you could make an argument that Bo Akey and maybe even Clattenburg deserved another game, but you know, you've already your decision on those guys. They've impressed. I mean, they've been good, but you already know they're going to go down. So now, you know, send them down, play this group of guys, let them separate, and then by this time next week, you're close. You know, you already know who your no-brainers are, so you don't have to worry about that. But you want to give these, I'll call them bubble guys, a real opportunity. And honestly, they've shown well. I've been pleasantly surprised by some of these, you know, Tomasic, but also, you know, Howard has looked good to me. I really liked Philp's game. You know, I just have to say that Philp has, to me, I know he's an older player, but he reminds me a lot of the year, and I don't remember the year, it might have been 07, that Kyle Brodziak came in, and there was a bunch of guys, there was Pouliot and a bunch of other guys who were kind of in the mix. Shrimp was one of them, and Brodziak put it all to bed. He had a wonderful training camp in preseason, and I'm getting ahead of myself here, but I do see a little bit of the same happening with Phil. He's just looked so good. Those passes he made on the two assists that he got the other night are really NHL plays. I think he's looked really good.
Yeah, that was the 07-08 season, right? Because
there you go.
He had played, he got into a few games in each of the previous 2 years. I think it was like 8-8 or 10-6. I can't remember the exact number. But then he came in and it was his third year. And just kind of like his third year in the American League, it took off. His third year in the WHL, it took off. And I remember talking to Kyle, and I was like, yeah, it kind of takes me a while to get a little comfortable, and that's okay. And then I think he scored, you know, 14 or 15 goals, what's deemed, I think, his rookie season.
Yeah, yeah, they owners made a mistake at the time. They traded Brodziak and kept Pouliot. I was happy, but it was not the right call. Brodziak ended up having a much better NHL career.
Yeah. Alan Mitchell joins us. LT, let's switch over to the green and gold, and it's a must-win game for them tonight. I don't think there's any doubt about that. They've been painfully close the last few games, probably deserving to at least get one of those wins. But, hey, you can always say you are who your record says you are, and the Elks can be really good for long stretches. But at key moments in games, they're just not there yet.
Yeah, and I think that we have to be fair here, because this is a new coaching staff, a new build. They're still, I think, way too conservative offensively in the play calling. That's going to have be looked at in the offseason. And I think they're really battling it now. They needed a couple of wins on both ends of that nice little streak they had. And now you're really battling. And, you know, if they win tonight, then you know, they gain a little bit of confidence. But I do think that there's so much good in this roster that you know, and I'm encouraged by so many things. You know, keep the coaching staff together. Bring back the really good players for next year. No, I'm not saying they're out of it, but I think that they've bled a little bit too much here for us to be really confident they're going to make it to the postseason.
Yeah, it would be very difficult to do. But, you know, you're not out of it till you're fishy out of it. You win, and if Winnipeg loses, then you're still in it, right? Because now you're one game back, and then you get a bye, and guess who you play? The Winnipeg Blue Bombers.
Yeah, and all of these teams are flawed, too. That's the one thing the Elks fans, you know, should feel good about. The teams that they're chasing all have flaws. There are strengths on the teams that they're chasing, but they also have they have issues. And so tonight's big because there's a possibility the Rough Riders are looking past Edmonton. Everybody say no, they're not, but you know, it is possible. It happens to really good teams, and if they can get lightning in a bottle, It's been a very emotional week. And you know, if they can win that, then you know, the belief is strong, right? And I think tonight's going to be a tremendous night. I really do.
You mean tomorrow for the Elks?
Yeah, sorry.
Oh, sorry, yeah, okay. Yeah. I was like, are you talking about the Oilers preseason game? What the hell's going on here? It's going to be amazing, Al, coming out of with the hot take of the week. Tonight's going to be an amazing. I'm like, are you going to Pittsburgh for watch the Marc-Andre Fleury game against Detroit? We'll see. Al,
I thought you said it was tonight at the beginning of this, and that got my brain going. Oh. But I'm probably wrong. Oh, so don't worry about it. Maybe
I did. Who knows? looking ahead to your team and the Eagles, a big battle this weekend of the undefeated, the Eagles and the Bucks. What's your thoughts?
Well, I told Declan today, and I do, as you know, teams that I cheer for, I have a tendency to worry and fret about them. But I think the Eagles are, you know, they got a great record, but they have done a little ugly winning so far. And so I'm a little bit worried about this because based on performance, they're probably not an unbeaten quality team, even this early in the season. That said, you know, the fact that they can win ugly, I think, is a credit to them, and the fact that they can win it in the trenches. So I think it's going to be close, but I probably incorrectly, I feel like the Eagles will win this one.
For fun, Al, when we talk on Monday, which Edmonton Oiler bubble player will have had the most impactful weekend?
I'm gonna say it's Howard. I feel like, you know, coming in here, there was some question about him, and there certainly still is, but they're giving him a little bit of power play time, and I think that he does have a good shot. And so I think he's the guy who's going to probably I don't know if it means he's going to make the team, but I think that he'll get enough done this weekend that we'll be talking about on Monday when you and I chat.
All right, buddy. We'll look forward to it. I thought for sure you was going to say Manoah Philp, but
I did. I went on and on about him, so I didn't want to make it the Noah Philp show, okay. But I'm very impressed with Noah Philp, man. I'm telling you, he really looks like I'm not saying he's going to take Lazar's job, but I think they both probably make the team.
What about the Ryder Cup, Al? Can USA come back? They're down 5.5 to 2.5, or is a Team Europe winning on the road?
Well, I think they, when it looked like it was 5-3, and it did for much of the day, then I felt like the Americans were in a good spot. But those little half ones are real buggers when you get into the later rounds of the tournament. So I'm going to say it's going to be close, but it looks like Europe has it this year.
Al, have a great weekend. We will chat with you on Lindy.
All right. Be good.